Good afternoon. You're listening to another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM. I'm your host today, Dylan Samard. Joining me is Alex Appel, the new reporter for the Kodiak Daily Mirror. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I am fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island. Yeah, I grew up there near the city. It's a very different place. It was a suburb of the city, but, you know, it was always nearby, and there was always that kind of presence. I don't want to say looming over, but
yeah.
Influential.
So I guess you're a city girl then. What brings you all the way to the city of Kodiak?
It's not New York.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. No, it's not New York. I wanted to try something new. I wanted to try fresh air for once, you know. Different people, different things. I'd been in the Northeast my entire life, and this seemed like such a new and such an amazing opportunity. I saw it, I saw a job posting, and I couldn't turn it down.
Right.
I had to pursue it. It's so unbelievably gorgeous here. I didn't realize how gorgeous it was when I was looking up the place. I didn't realize how nice the people were. I knew they were nice. I knew it was pretty, but
It's definitely something different to actually be here.
Yeah.
So what's your background in reporting? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I did some reporting in high school, and then I did some in college, and I had some internships. That's it. That's the end. No. Although that is kind of... Yeah, in high school, I was on my school newspaper. We had a school, like, news station. We'd have a weekly show. And so by my senior year, I was actually in charge of that.
Right.
I got everything ready. I, you know, directed all of the journalists. And I kind of really loved that. And then I went to college and I told myself, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to do something else. First week, I was already taking assignments, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's,
That's actually, well, I definitely knew that I wanted to do journalism, but I can at least appreciate the high school newspaper to college newspaper pipeline.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and, yeah, it's real, and yet it's still very difficult.
So where'd you go to school?
I went to college in Union College in Schenectady, New York.
And what was that? What was that newspaper like?
Well, so, I mean, I have to say it's great, right?
Right.
I dedicated 4 years of my life to it. But it's interesting. So Union does not have a journalism program, not even a class, and we're small liberal arts college that really is focused on STEM. And so the newspaper was interesting, hectic. Might be the best word to
right.
describe it. We did everything, and I don't want to say we were self-sufficient. That sounds like we didn't have help, and we had a lot of amazing people helping us, but it was, you know, busy in the best of ways.
Sure.
And it was really I'm not a huge fan of the phrase, it's a learning experience, but that was definitely what it was. Every day, every week, every month, every year, just learning so much in the field, in the office. After every staff meeting, when our advisor was like, so why did you make this choice exactly?
Right.
But it was great. It's a small staff. I can go on and on. You'll have to cut me off
right.
eventually.
How many people were on the staff?
So it varied. On the editorial board, I think we technically had 19 positions. But only
well, it's
four
the
edit- of those?
It's the editorial board.
Yeah. Only four of those actually had to do with, like, news sections, reporting, and whatnot.
Right.
And we never had all 19 people in the room at once. Honestly, we were lucky if we could get seven.
Right.
I
won't tell you how big the Arizona State University newspaper was then.
Are you bragging?
No, I'm I don't know that I'd say I was bragging. It's just that one's a strange body. I won't go into detail there, but
yeah.
So what are some of your favorite stories to cover?
That's interesting. So, did I mention I was in my college's newspaper and we were small?
Right.
Yeah. That kind of gig was, I did anything and everything that needed to be done. And, you know, one of the things I really liked the most was talking about crime on campus. I'm not trying to be like, oh, Union was this crime den, but it's everywhere.
Right.
I also interned at a real estate magazine for a summer, and I loved covering property technology.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it involves so many things. It's such a wide umbrella.
What is property technology?
Good question. Right. Very good question. It's literally the technology that goes into buildings. It's exactly what it says, but it encompasses things like electrical systems, and then the larger grids, waste disposal, security systems, even just how things are built and like how that can retain heat. I mean, heating, certainly. It's a wide umbrella, but it's like, it's the foundational, it's the building blocks of buildings. It's,
right.
And cities and grids and, you know, cutting edge research and development. And I mean, it's incredible.
Right. So what do you like? So what are some of the beats that you're inheriting now that you're coming to the Daily Mirror?
Yeah. So the official two are fisheries and city government. And then, you know, I've been picking up stories as they come. Yeah.
I've heard that the Daily Mirror, it's kind of everything at once.
Yeah, I think that's, I imagine that's what most local papers are like. That's what I've heard, at least.
Yeah, actually, okay, fair point taken. Yeah, it's.
Is it different in KMXT?
No, it kind of depends. It changes up. It's we also do like coverage for the network and mm-hmm. all this. I mean, we do try to get, you know, plenty of local reporting done too, but don't flip this around to me. We're interviewing you here. So what are you looking forward to covering in particular in Kodiak?
I'm looking forward to covering more fisheries and more city government once I have a better understanding of the two.
Right.
I mean, I don't... That is a surprisingly difficult question.
Right.
I say those two things because that's what I have experienced so far reporting. And every time I report on something new, something else is added to that list. But, you know, I've always been really fascinated with fisheries since I was, like, 9. I was really fascinated with marine biology. So I'm actually really, really excited to see a different aspect of it than what I've looked at earlier in my life. Yeah.
I've done a handful of fishery stories. I hardly would say that I'm like a fisheries reporter, but one thing that I can say is I have the utmost respect for the reporters that do it, because it is believed to be, at least among the reporters in the general public radio area, the most complicated beat in Alaska is the fisheries.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah,
that makes me feel a lot better.
No, I mean, get really excited. How do you feel about working at the Daily Mirror?
I love it.
At a small family-owned daily. Not very many of those left.
No, there aren't. I mean, I love it. I really think the work we're doing is important. I really feel like I'm reporting on things, which, like news, which I hadn't really had that experience so much in the past. Everyone who works there is just so kind and amazing and brilliant. I mean, everyone from the reporters, the publishers, the man who prints the papers, like, everyone has their own expertise and is so willing to help each other. And, I mean, I've been there for, I think this is the start of my, I'll be a month by the end of this week. And, yeah, it's so incredible, and I love respecting the people around me. That's
right,
nice.
Right.
That's not always something you get in high school or college.
Right. I do hope for the opportunity to meet more of the KDM staff once this whole pandemic thing relaxes a bit. But that's outside of the topic for today. What do you do for fun?
I really, really like hiking.
You're in the right place.
That's what I'm finding out. I also like fanatically road bike. It's ridiculous. I'm not fast, not in the slightest. I move at the pace of like a dying animal.
Right.
But I love it. When I have my road bike here, I'm so happy. I also love crocheting. That's right. Like up there in the top favorite hobbies of mine. You know, very hip, very cool.
You're gonna be just fine, Alaska. Like, okay. Those are the, you certainly aren't the only person with those interests here locally.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you mentioned that you was it just the coverage that you did over at the real estate magazine and then those school newspapers, or did you do like other types of reporting?
I that is a noise to say, yeah, it was just that in high school.
Right. Yes. Okay. So why journalism? How'd you become a journalist?
I'm not supposed to flip the question on you, am I?
No.
Okay. I did it in high school. It was just one of those things where I'm like, I'll try it. And since then, there's just never been anything else. I don't know. It's something I really like doing it. I really love doing it. But it's something that gives me meaning, something I feel good about, something that's challenging, something that, you know, motivates me even on days where I'm like, ugh, can I just sleep all day or all month or all year? I'm like, well, no, I've got to do this.
Right.
It's a great way to get to know the community around you. I don't need to be telling you this, of right. course, but it's, I don't know. There is just never anything else. I told you how when I went to college, I said to myself, I'll take a break from newspaper, and then first week I was at it.
Right, and just didn't stop.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's certainly something I can absolutely relate to. So you mentioned that you weren't a journalism major. What did you major in?
I had a I had a double major in history and Russian, and then Eastern European Cultural Studies was tacked on. And then I had a minor in, I'll say, biblical studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why those?
I came to Union because they have such amazing language programs. My grandfather lived in the Soviet Union, so he spoke Russian. So I came in knowing, okay, I wanted to study in college either Russian or Polish, and they did not have Polish. I knew that would happen. I always loved history, and when I was looking at the Russian program, it was more than just the language. It was a
like a cultural study?
Yeah, and I was taking a lot of history courses, and I was like, oh, I love this too. And then I also came into college wanting to go to study the program called Jewish Studies, which was only a minor. And that evolved over time into Union's interesting. You can apply to make your own minor. And so I started off with, sorry, Union's interesting. You can apply to make your own minor. And I started off with Jewish studies, and that kind of morphed into a larger array of like biblical studies focusing on the language.
So how many languages do you speak?
I'd say like 75% of the way with English.
Right. Okay, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, studied Spanish, Russian, Biblical Hebrew, very light studies into Korean, and a little bit of Aramaic as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds impressive until you hear me like talk, and then you're like, okay, yeah, stick to English, Alex. Stick to print.
Right. So like, what got you interested in, like, pursuing the, I mean, it's, you can't really order food anywhere in Aramaic, really, or in biblical Hebrew. So what was it that drew you to learn those languages?
That should also be a really easy question, and yet really is not.
Right.
Actually, no, it's very easy. I was interested.
That's fair.
I was interested. It's, I mean, religion is such a culturally significant part. No matter where you are, what you believe, who you are, where you live, religion is important. And so one of the things I went into college doing was saying, you know, beliefs aside, I need to have some education on this. And
right.
I mean, the language is such an incredible way to learn about it. There are a lot of great ways to learn about religion, but the language was something really new to me. I really like learning languages. If you couldn't tell. I really like learning languages, and it just combined a bunch of my interests, that, and I had an amazing professor who taught me through the process. It was kind of just all of the right things that came together. And then I had gone through the biblical Hebrew course books, and I just looked up some Aramaic stuff.
Now, I have to ask, and I do ask because I've heard of some really, really, like, out there degrees that have strangely, like, a high degree of application in journalism. How are you taking those skills that you learned from these different classes, these majors and minors, and how are you applying them to your reporting?
It's research, at least for history. Research is a large part of it, a lot of writing, and the study of language, too. I feel like, I don't know if this is a cop-out, but each thing I studied, and even every class I took in college, even those that weren't related to my majors or minors, it taught a different way of thinking, a different skill that, I mean, it takes a lot to be a journalist. It takes a lot. There is no one skill set called journalism.
Right.
And so my studies were just other ways of learning helpful skills.
Right. I I don't know. One of the things that would perhaps make sense to me is that as somebody who studies history, you're very versed in the latter drafts of history and the recording of the different events in how humans experience historical happenings. And journalism, of course, is the first draft of history. And I guess now you're involved at all stages of the process.
I guess so. I never thought of it like that. Maybe I should have.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit, like, did you ever, like, study abroad in the course of any of these language programs that you were pursuing?
Not in language programs, but I did study in Poland for a summer for my history course.
What was that like?
It was, so the classes I focused on in Poland were about the Holocaust, you know, very lighthearted topic.
Right.
It was an amazing learning. It was amazing going to Poland and learning there in a different way. It was, you know, while I was in Warsaw, there were just three major protests. I was there less than 6 months after a bill passed saying you can't make any reference to Polish involvement in the Holocaust or involvement of Poles. So it was a very politically active. Yeah. And it was, I mean, Poland was beautiful. The places I saw were beautiful. The people were kind. Not as kind as Kodiakins, but still very nice. but it was also really incredibly depressing, because that's what I did for 9 hours a day. Every day was study about the worst parts of humanity.
Yeah, but I mean, I can only imagine. At least it sounds like you learned a lot, I guess.
I'd like to think so.
Right. So, I guess tell me a little bit more about what it was like living in New York City, as it compares to, you know, living here.
I say I lived in the city because it sounds really cool.
Right.
I never spent that much time in the city, but So the one summer I worked at a real estate magazine, I spent most of it at a friend's place just because the commute was terrible. So
right.
It's different. It's busy. It's not to say things aren't busy here, but I don't know. I think it's surprising in many ways because there's so many. It's such a diverse group of people, and I feel like I'm talking in very vague generic terms. But
no, it's a question I always enjoy asking people. Not always on radio programs, but I found that no major city is quite the same.
Yeah,
and I'm sure New York has its own sort of personality, perhaps one that's a little more twisted than some of the other major cities.
New Yorkers have purpose.
Right.
And that's what I respect. They have purpose. And I feel the need to say they're a lot nicer than many people give them credit for.
Right, right.
But, you know, people have purpose. People have ideas. It's a little different than Kodiak. It looks a little different, too.
Right, right, right. Oh, man. So, do you have, like, any, like, all-time favorite stories that you've done?
All-time favorite stories that I have done? Another one that should not be a difficult question, yet
this,
surprisingly
whenever
is.
Somebody asks me this question, I lose it. Like, I shut down for a few minutes.
So can you give me a few minutes of, like, silence to think?
No, absolutely not. Okay. there are a handful of rules on radio, and one of them is that we can't just, like, have dead air for a period of time, even if it's to help you answer a question.
Okay. Well, the most fun I've had, I wouldn't call it a story per se, but I went to the radio this weekend to take photos, and that was, I don't know if I'd called that my favorite story because it wasn't really a story, but that was the most fun I've had reporting on anything.
No, not many rodeos in New York?
No, not many. Surprisingly, not in the rural suburbs of Queens.
Right. So how did you have, like, a favorite story that you did in New York?
In New York, when I was at school, there was a series of stories that to me were very meaningful.
Right.
It was about, you know, certain lawsuits pertaining to sexual assault. Again, not easy, but very meaningful, and I felt good doing them. As for at the real estate magazine, I wrote one story about, while I was there, there was a blackout that kind of took out large portions of Manhattan, and then a few subsequent ones. And that was my first big property technology story, and that was fascinating. That was fun. I was learning so much as I was reporting, and I'd say it's one of the first, not the first, but one thing just structurally I'm proud I had written.
I'm sure you've been paying a lot of attention then to the recent hurricane and flooding in the
Oh yeah. Right. Oh yeah. Fun times.
Right. So I you mentioned the rodeo. Do you have any other, like, stories that really stand out to you that you've done here so far?
Here so far. I mean, I haven't actually done that many here so far, to be honest. But so I got a really nice chance to talk with some folks down at Providence, and, you know, just whenever I talk to them, it definitely stands out because of the severe, I'll say, situation that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That stands out. And say I did two stories where I spoke to them. Let me think. Can you repeat the question?
So, standout stories that you've done so far in Kodiak. You can talk about the rodeo if you'd care to.
Can I go on about that? No,
absolutely you can.
That was just a lot of fun. In terms of standout stories, oy vey.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to covering while you're here? Any stories that you sort of have your eye on?
Okay, that's an easier question to answer. I'm interested in seeing how groundfish season's gonna go. And, you know, elections are coming up too. That's really I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, are you? Because for most of the reporters I know, election season is just an unyielding period of dread and horror as you scramble to get as much coverage in as you can.
I live for dread and horror.
Okay, all right, understood. So I guess, we have election season coming up. Are there any sort of, like, seasonal fishery stories that you're looking to do over the course of the year?
Seasonal fishery stories? This is going to sound really, really foolish. I've never seen a halibut before coming to Kodiak, so I'm really excited to write about that. I know in...
Like before it's cleaned, or...?
Yeah, I just never thought to look... what one looks like.
Actually, I can relate to that. I have to say, I was like, oh, that's what they look like.
It's surprising. They're a lot bigger than I expected.
They get pretty big here.
Yeah. I know in October, there's going to be a big conference where... oh, this is embarrassing. I'm blanking on everything. This is why I write in print. I can think about it.
It's certainly different from print. I'll say so much about radio presentation.
There'll be a lot of discussions about quotas, and I'm excited to see how that develops towards the end of this month and into October.
Right. Well, in that case, you should definitely talk to Terry Haynes here at the radio station, who has a lot of experience on such issues. I guess we're coming down to our last few minutes here. Is there anything else that you think the folks at home should know about you?
Anything else? I don't bite. I'm, I'm very kind. Talk to me if there's anything you want to see. I can't guarantee anything. Give me feedback.
Do you have an email that they can reach you at or anything like that?
Yes, it's very complicated. It's alex@kodiakdailymirror.com.
That's a hard one.
I know. I'm laughing at my own jokes. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's good to have you here, and I look forward to having a hopefully mostly friendly rivalry from one news organization to another.
Hopefully.
Right. Well, this has been another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. Joining me today was Alex Appel from the Kodiak Daily Mirror. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.